Here we are again, abroad with the Lockharts. Mr. and Mrs. Lockhart are taking a trip to Europe. That is, Mrs. Lockhart is taking Mr. Lockhart. As you probably know, Mr. Lockhart represents the average type of businessman. Blunt, comfortable, knows his own mind, enjoys his business and community, and would much rather have gone fishing. Mrs. Lockhart represents the pleasant type of housewife, belongs to the women's club and the literary club of her town, and still retains the spirit of romance. We find them crossing the English Channel to France.
Now, that wasn't a bad channel crossing, was it, dear?
No, but it might have been.
Oh, now, don't be grumpy.
Well, I wanted to fly over to Paris.
There's lots of other times we can fly, dear. Look, we're coming into Calais now.
I'll see enough of it later on.
You'll be along the side in 5 minutes, sir.
All right, Stuart.
Have you got your landing ticket, madam?
Why, no, I don't believe we have.
Well, you'll need to find the purser, madam, and show him your ticket and see that you give up the right one and get a landing ticket from him.
Where is the purser?
Why, you'll find him in the cabin smoking room, ma'am, and show him your passport and see that you get it back. And when the porters come on board, you'll want to get hold of one for your hand luggage.
Well, are you listening?
Yes, I'm listening.
And see that you get the porter's number so as you'll know him again. And get ashore as quick as ever you can, ma'am, as the train gets off sharply and...
Will, are you paying attention?
I am.
And you'll want to give him up your landing ticket at one end of the gangplank and your landing pass at the other end. And when you get to the customs, you'll have to find your porter. Just keep on hollering out his name and you'll see that you've got your keys handy to open your luggage.
Will, I hope you're taking this all in.
And then you'll want to see that you've got your railway tickets ready to show at the barrier... And your seat ticket to show to the car attendant.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
And then, ma'am, see that your porter puts your luggage in the train. And then as soon as ever the train starts, you'll be quite all right because they come around shortly and announce that lunch is ready. It's quite simple, ma'am.
Will, can you do all that?
I cannot and I don't intend to.
Well, what will we do?
Well, I'm going to walk off this boat, and if they want to stop me, they can do so.
Well, they're sure to stop us.
Well, if you'd taken my advice and gone by airplane, you wouldn't have had all this trouble.
Here, give me the tickets.
What for?
Give me the tickets, and I'll show you. Meet me at the gangplank in 2 minutes.
But now, dear, I...
Now, I said in 2 minutes.
Oh, shucks.
Imagine, dear, we're in Paris at last. Paris! I'm so thrilled. Isn't it too wonderful?
I'll tell you later.
Oh, now cheer up. We wouldn't be here now if I hadn't attended to those tickets at Calais. Here's our hotel. Now you register, dear, and I'll inquire for the mail.
Well, here now, I'm...
Oh, go on, dear. They all speak English in the hotel. I'll wait for you here at the porter's desk. Vous êtes le concierge?
Un moment, madame. I must speak on the telephone. Hello? Qui parle? Oui, c'est le concierge. Un nice, monsieur? Ah oui, monsieur? Le rapide à 9h? Oui, le pullman à 10h. Bon, vous arrivez à Nice à minuit. À service, monsieur? Yes, madame.
Have you any mail for Mrs. Lockhart?
I will see, madame. Un moment. Hello? Concierge? Ah oui? Ah, sì, signora. Il treno per Milano, alle 1, a biglietti, prime classe, 2, Parigi-Milano, l'uso, sì. Sì, 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 sì. Sì, signora. Prego.
No, madame, there is no mail for you.
Oh, dear.
Well, I got our room, dear.
I'm so disappointed there's not a scrap of mail for us.
Not one from Charlie? Oh, well, never mind. Let's go out somewhere tonight.
Oh, that would be nice. I'll ask the concierge. Excuse me, Porter. Is the opera on tonight?
Just a minute, dear. We don't want to go to the opera.
Well, what then?
Why, let's go and see this Folly Beer Jeer show we've heard about.
Oh, do you think we ought to?
Well, why not? It'll be livelier than an opera.
Well, all right. I'll ask. Excuse me, Porter.
Yes, madame?
Is the Folly Beer Jeer on tonight?
It is on every night, madame.
Well, is it a good show?
Good? In which way do you mean good, madame?
I mean, is it interesting?
It is a very nice spectacle, madame, for the tourists.
But there are women in it, aren't there?
In Paris, madame, the women are in everything. Paris is a woman's town.
Oh, yes. But I mean, they wear very little.
Yes, madame, very little.
Are you sure?
Yes, sir.
Where can we buy tickets?
Oh, but Will.
Over there, sir, at the little desk.
But, Will, do you think it's quite the...
Well, now, we mightn't go to a show like that back home, but when you're away from home, it doesn't matter, does it?
Well, that's settled.
Now, where did he say we could get the tickets?
Over there at that little desk.
All right, come along. Oh, I wish Charlie were here. What a show.
Apparently, it is. You haven't taken those opera glasses from your eyes all the first act.
Well, now, you know I have to wear glasses even when I'm reading the newspaper.
One would think you never saw a woman in your life before.
Not these kind.
Will.
I mean, the beautiful costumes.
The only costumes I've seen so far are a few feathers and a couple of veils.
That must be the end of the first act. Would you like to stroll out in the lobby, dear?
No, I'll sit here. You can go if you want to.
Well, all right, dear. I won't be in the lobby.
La danse orientale, dit francs, messieurs. The oriental dance, 10 francs.
Well, I'll be a son of a gun. What do you know about that? Here, waiter. Bring me a ginger ale to this table.
Oui, monsieur, tout de suite. The oriental dance.
Monsieur?
Yeah? What's that?
Have you a cigarette?
What's that you want?
One little cigarette pour moi.
Oh, why, yes, lady, I think I have.
You're very kind.
And here you are.
Thank you. Have you light?
Yes, I think I have a light, too.
That is nice. Thank you.
You're quite welcome.
You speak French, Nubby?
No, I don't speak French.
Oh, that is so bad. Up the tangly sword, beetle.
Seems to me you speak it well enough to get what you want.
You make fun with me?
No, 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 I don't know. I'm quite serious.
Oh, you know not fun with me?
No, say, see here. I know make fun with anybody.
Oh, you like the performance?
Yes, very good.
This cornet, it is not very interesting.
Oh, isn't it?
No, it is silly. Oh, waste of time.
Well, nevertheless, I intend to see it.
Listen, I tell you something.
Now, you listen, young lady. I'm not going
well?
To be...
Hello,
dear.
What are you doing? Come along this minute.
Well, I was just coming, dear. I was just having a little...
The very idea. I no sooner leave you alone a minute and then...
Now, dear, let me explain.
Don't trouble to explain. I saw enough.
Yes, I can tell you everything. If you'll just listen, dear, I was sitting here...
You should have remained with me. You should have remained with me like all the other men.
Yes, but, dear, they don't. I was only sitting here.
There's
and...
the curtain. Come along.
No, all right.
And I'll hold the opera glasses this time.
All right, dear, anything you say.
And the next time we'll go to the opera.
All right, dear.
Well, now that we've been with the Lockharts to the Folies Bergères, let's join them as they visit one of the famous art galleries.
Oh, Will, don't sit down there. We're nearly through.
My dear, I've just got to sit down. I've been tramping through this Louvre Museum with you since 9 o'clock this morning.
Well, now there's just one more picture to see.
Well, I'm going over here to sit down. You can look at it.
It's here somewhere. Oh, there it is. Will, come here.
I don't want to look at any more pictures.
Oh, just this one. It's the man with the glove. Oh, it's a beautiful picture.
Now, listen. You can't educate me up to appreciating these masterpieces in a few days. If you could, they wouldn't be masterpieces.
But you can learn a little.
Well, now look. There's the picture. I see it. It's a man. And he looks sad. And he's only got one glove. And he's got a shirt on. And some sort of a coat.
It's a doublet.
All right, redouble it.
Will.
And one of his fingers is pointing down to the ground. And do you know what I think that picture means?
What, dear?
Well, he's dropped his other glove on the floor, and he's sad and sorry because he dropped it.
You're hopeless.
And I could stand here until doomsday and get corns on me feet, and I wouldn't know any more about that picture than I do right now.
But, dear...
And that goes for all the rest of them. Now,
but
let
dear.
Me go back to the hotel. I'm tired. I'm hungry. We'll get some lunch, and then this afternoon we'll go and see a talking picture.
But, dear, you won't understand a word of it. It's all in French.
Oh, Lord, what a country.
Paris. And the look that Mr. Lockhart gave Mrs. Lockhart means there will be no motion pictures for them that afternoon. However, next week, we pick them up as they continue their experiences in Paris. And we hope that you will be with us when we are once again abroad with the Lockharts.